I think the only thing that really popped up in the trial that I did not know, and it's because it wasn't in the evidence file, but because I did look at the evidence file, I knew the inconsistency, was at one point during a House investigation or under oath, David Nadvig, who's actually running for attorney general this coming weekend, swore under oath that he never had direct conversations about the attorney general's case, never got involved with it in any capacity. And they brought and they kind of asked a second time about it. And when that second time came up, he's like, well, it might have been like a hallway conversation or just water cooler talk, but nothing official or nothing in that capacity. We were kind of told it was maybe like a hallway passing deal. And we heard direct testimony yesterday saying, no, that was not the case. I was actually pulled aside into Nadvig's office. You know, one of those two had to have lied under oath is kind of its own big deal in itself. So I'm kind of curious how that's gonna play out moving forward.